Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, we want to talk about the Coalition, this great book. If you haven't got it yet, it's called The Coalition, done by retired Lieutenant General Jerry Borkin and Kamal Saleem. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But he's talking about the oil fields. Pat Robinson gave a prophetic word. He went away to spend time with the Lord. And he began to share what God showed him very specifically what happened to the Saudi Arabia oil fields. Let's go there now.
I may as well say it now. The only real, prophetic thing that I had to say was that I felt the word is clear in Isaiah that the oil fields of Saudi Arabia are going to be set on fire. And I think that we're going to see, whether it's ISIS, whether it's Al-Qaeda, or whether it's Iran, or whether it's a rain down of, it wouldn't have to be nuclear, just regular bombs. Could the rusted oil fields are so exposed, the refineries are so exposed, those huge oil fields are so exposed, the pipelines are so exposed. And now suddenly I come back and the headline is that Saudi and Saudis, executed a Shia clergyman who really wasn't all that radical, and they killed him. And the Shias around the world are going ballistic. So the Saudis and the Shias break relations. The Bahrainis and the Saudis break relations. The Emirates are breaking relations with Iran. And as sure as we're alive, the oil fields in Saudi Arabia are going to be set on fire. Watch what happens. It'll be so easy to do it, and it will be done. And when that happens, the price of oil, I don't know, $150 a barrel, $200, I don't know how much it's going to really go through the roof.
Which is exactly what Russia would like to see.
Russia would love it. So the Saudis have been so selfish. They have been so atavistic, if I can use that term. And they've hurt the Iranians, they've hurt the Russians, they've bankrupted Venezuela, and they are bankrupting dozens of the oil producers here in America. And the revenge is coming quickly to them, and they're so vulnerable. If you just see those things, they're just out there on the surface, so vulnerable to terrorism. So keep your eyes open. It's going to happen in the next, pretty soon. I don't know exactly when, but it will happen. Those whole fields are going to be ablaze. Smoke will be coming up. Pitch will be bubbling up and boiling over in Saudi. It's going to be a mess. And the kingdom will be brought down, and then there may be an interchange back and forth between those two nations. But anyhow, in the midst of that, the gospel is going forth. This is going to be a year of miracles. It's going to be a year of growth for the church. It's going to be a year of prosperity for CBN and for Reason University. And we're going to see more and more and more of the blessing of God on his people, despite what may be chaos in the world. So that's my report.
To contemplate and to pray about. Yes, there's a lot going on in the Middle East today.
But I came back from that. I announced in the prayer meeting, and then I come back, and 2 days ago, the Saudis, they executed that cleric. It was a horrible thing to do, to behead a Shia cleric. Horrible thing to do. And, they must have known what they were doing, that they were going to incite violence.
Of that, yes.
And the Iranians are loaded with missile technology. They're loaded with bombs of every nature. They've got all kinds of frigates out in the Persian Gulf and other types of military craft. And they are going to do a number on Saudi. You watch what's going to happen. And
it's just the beginning.
It's just the beginning of chaos in our world. But the Lord is in charge. That's the thing that we keep before us. The Lord God Almighty is in charge.
So you're looking at this word that was given in the beginning of the year, and we're seeing that take place. When we get back from the break, we're going to hear Kamal Saleem and Lieutenant General Jerry Borkin, retired, talking about the Coalition, the book they wrote together, which is really like a fiction, truth, merge thing, And he says it's 5 years from today when they wrote it. And so we're looking at these days arising. We're going to go right to an interview with retired Lieutenant General Jerry Borkin and Kamal Saleem as they're talking about their novel that they co-wrote together, mm-hmm. The Coalition, and why it's so important, although it's a novel. And it's like a radical jihadist terrorist, who Kamal Saleem was, mm-hmm. but now he's a Christian, and a general who was fighting jihad, which he was. Mm-hmm. They came together and wrote this book and gives us great insight about how things come about. But it ends a very interesting way. It ends in the way of what Pat Robinson just prophesied. And that's why we actually share that with you. Take a look now. This is General Jerry Boykin and Kamal Saleem speaking about this book, Coalition. You've got to get it. It'll give some great insight.
And welcome to The Watchman. Well, we document for you on this show each week how radical Islam is on the march around the world. ISIS is on the rise. Iran is driving towards a nuclear weapon. Lone wolf Islamic terrorism is becoming more and more prevalent right here in the West. So where is all of this heading? What do the next few years hold for the struggle between the West and the jihadists? A blockbuster new novel gives us a fascinating and riveting look at what may be coming to your backyard very soon. It's called The Coalition, and its co-authors know a thing or two about the Middle East and the world of radical Islam. In fact, I can't think of a better pair of experts with hands-on experience to write this book. They're good friends of mine and of CBN News, and they're joining us here today. General Jerry Boykin is Executive Vice President of the Family Research Council and a founding member of the U.S. Army's Delta Force. He's commanded the Green Berets and served as Deputy Undersecretary of Defense at the Pentagon. His co-author for the new book, The Coalition, is Kamal Saleem. Kamal is a native of Lebanon and a former radical Islamist who is now a follower of Jesus. You've seen his amazing story, the amazing story of his conversion here on CBN News. He's now the director of Qum Ministries, along with his wife, Victoria. They're doing great work. You're going to hear more about that a bit later in the show. But gentlemen, first, welcome and congratulations on The Coalition.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, it's good to be with you.
Guys, let me tell you, I mean, we're seeing everything unfolding in the Middle East right now with ISIS in our backyard with this homegrown jihad. And this book is literally ripped from the headlines. First of all, General, I'll start with you. Tell us, the title of the book is The Coalition. What is The Coalition?
Well, The Coalition is really set about 5 years from now. And what it represents is the fact that radical Islam is taking over large sectors of the world, as it is in fact doing, and governments are not dealing with it, so the private sector decides that they will stand up against radical Islam because governments will not. And the coalition is a coalition of people in the private sector that want to stop the spread of radical Islam and the establishment of the global caliphate.
General, that's amazing because it seems like we're reaching that tipping point now. The Obama administration, many European governments, many would say have been kind of weak in the face of this rise of radical Islam. So basically these are private citizens raising. I believe in the book their name is the Sodality.
That's right.
And it's private citizens. Is it ex-generals like yourself? Who kind of forms this counter-jihad resistance group?
Well, it's a business people that can help to finance this. It is former military people. It is your everyday citizens that have recognized that the future of their children and grandchildren depends upon them doing something to stop radical Islam.
Yeah. Now, Kamal, we're seeing obviously the rise of ISIS right now, forming a modern-day caliphate in the heart of the Middle East, inspiring homegrown jihadis in the U.S. and in Europe. How much did the rise of ISIS over the past year or so, did that influence this book at all?
Well, absolutely. You know, we start writing the book even before ISIS, and the book was written from two perspectives. General Jerry Boykin, you know, and what he did in his life and what I did in my life. And we brought those in to bring the secret of secrets, to put it out there in the open. But we were expecting and, you know, waiting for ISIS to take place. We saw the Arab Spring rising, and we know the Arab winter must come. So ISIS was the second one, and that is Babylon verbatim, you know, to the revival of Babylon, exactly what has taken place in that place. So when we establish all this in this book set the whole situation for this to let us know what's coming and what's going to be taking place and what should we do as a nation.
Yeah, this book is, it's prophetic. In general, as you said, set 5 years in the future. And just so everyone knows, Kamal's background, look, Kamal, you have extensive experience in the Middle East with radical jihadist groups. Real quick, tell us about how your personal experiences, and I believe one of the characters in the book, Omar, one of the main characters, may be based on Kamal Saleem. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, we truly did it based on General Jerry's life and my life, you know, and from experience. Although the book is a fiction, but nevertheless, the experience is real. So, you know, I grew up in that side of the world. I was radicalized by my family, you know, and we're commended to do this. And from there, you know, I was recruited by the Muslim Brotherhood at the age of 7. And then I went from there to PLO. The whole group joined Fatah at that time before the PLO. And we realized that Islam got our eyes to fulfill the prophecies that given to us by Muhammad. So, and that prophecy of Muhammad says, "Inni umertu un qatil shu'ub," I have been commanded by Allah to fight the people of the world until everyone says there's no God but Allah, Muhammad, his prophet. And if they don't concede to you, then you have a right to everything they have, their women, their children, their home, their monies, their land, their everything. This is what ISIS is doing exactly, subjugating the women, taking the home, destroying the Christian, killing the men and the boys, you know, so they are changing the world. So this is what we were brought for such time as this. But the amazing grace that, you know, somehow God said, you step aside, you're coming with me, you're not going with them. And that's what the story, you know, in the whole story, in a small understanding.
And folks, you're hearing it. I mean, the on-the-ground experience of Kamal, of course, of General Jerry Boykin, a general, the protagonist of the book, Blake Kershaw. Tell us about how your life experiences inspired this character.
Well, he is a he's a young man from the South, which I grew up in North Carolina. He's a young man that came out of the rural South and came in the Army and served in special operations. Of course, my career, most of my 36-year career was in special operations. Now, you always create a character that's everything you always wanted to be but never were. So it's not an exact parallel to my life because he's far more courageous than I am. He's probably brighter than I am. But that said, the point here is Kamal and I were on opposite sides. 20 years ago, if I had had the opportunity, I would have killed him and had no second thoughts about it. He would have killed me. Now think about the concept of the two of us who were in organizations that were going after each other. Had we met at the appropriate time and the appropriate place, it would have been a bloodbath. We would have killed each other. And I look you in the eye and tell you, I would have killed him, and he would have killed me.
Absolutely.
But today, we're writing books together. We're speaking together. We're doing media appearances together. What changed the game? And what changed the game was a common faith. A faith in and a love for Jesus Christ that brought us together as brothers, and we are, in fact, very close friends in addition to just being brothers in Christ.
Mm-hmm. And that faith and that relationship, that friendship, I think, shines through in the book. Gentlemen, one of the things I found was eerily prophetic about the book and very fascinating was that the West kind of, in this near future scenario in the book, the West starts to become overrun a bit by Islam, these Sharia enclaves that we already see in Europe and places like East London. Tell us more about that. Tell us the state of the West. In your book, The Coalition, tell us the state of the West, I guess circa 2020 or so, the book, or thereabouts, is set. What's the state of the West as you peer into your crystal ball in this book?
Well, what are we seeing today? These Islamists are well-funded, you know, there are so much money, you know, in their pocketbook, petrodollars. And then they understand how to infiltrate our civilization. They go on after our very sphere of influences, you know, the mountains of influence, you know, like from family to education, to military, to whatever, and they are affecting everything from within.
It's a Muslim Brotherhood blueprint, like termites. The Muslim Brotherhood burrow in to a host society,
manifesto.
Eat away.
It was found in the Holy Land Foundation trial.
That's
But nevertheless, we are seeing the West is weakening because they don't have the fight in them anymore. And we have not seen anybody taking stand. And now, by allowing Sharia law to become part of different civilization, we're seeing that the Islamists, they have zones. It says no-go zone.
Yeah. I've been in them.
These are Islamists. Right. You know, Anjem Chowdhury told me, he said, we're coming to America. Our flag will be flying on the White House, then it'll be American state. If it's not now, several years from now, but we're coming to the United States of America. And so, therefore, America, we have an issue right now with education. Our media is our worst enemy. The media is, you know, not telling us what's happening overseas. Well, we have hundreds of thousands of people have been murdered so far, and nobody's talking about them. And our government absolutely playing the other game, and they're taking the sequestering money and the advancing Islamization in Europe. They're helping the explosion of Islam. So we're coming to a place we are oppressed by every level, whether it's education, government, or militarily, or anything. And now, when you look at yourself and you find your name, that you're an enemy of the United States, number one, because you're a Christian, it says it all. Yeah. What kind of government do we have?
It really does. General, we have about 20 seconds left before the break, but you've been a leader of men. Weak leadership, how big of a problem is it in this fight? How much is it hurting us right now?
Greatest weakness is the failure of our leadership to recognize the enemy, and that's radical Islam. Biggest failure.
First rule of war, know your enemy, right?
Know your enemy.
As you know very well, General. Well, look, this book, The Coalition, it's a novel, but it's ripped from today's headlines. We're coming back with much more about the coalition, the global jihad with Kamal Saleem, General Jerry Boykin. Don't move. And welcome back. We are talking to the authors of the blockbuster new novel, The Coalition, Kamal Saleem, the one and only General Jerry Boykin. General Boykin, during the break, we were having an interesting conversation, and I said, well, look, I want to get into the rise of this lone wolf Islamic terrorism. You said, man, I can't stand that term, lone wolf. Why not? Why is that a bad term?
These people are terrorists, and we need to call them terrorists, period. Lone wolf would lead you to believe that they're just a criminal, that they're just a loony, that they're not motivated by anything in particular. The reality is, whether they are sleeping next to another member of Al-Qaeda or ISIS every night, or whether they're sleeping in their own bedroom in downtown Washington, D.C., they are still motivated by Islamic extremism, the same theology as every member of Al-Qaeda, Al-Shabaab, ISIS, the Nusra Front. Pick a, you know, your group. They're motivated by Islamic extremism.
Kamal, you know Islamic extremism very well. You lived it, you believed it for a long time. We don't understand the nature of our enemy. General Boykin discussed it a bit before the break. Our leadership, especially the media, the academia, our elites don't seem to get this threat. Tell us at the end of the day what the Islamic jihadists want, because everyone at home really needs to understand this. This is very important because a lot of times people say, oh, well, what's going on in the Middle East doesn't affect me. I'm here in America. I'm comfortable. Why should Americans care about the rise of Islamic extremism?
Well, this is a spiritual warfare, number one. Number two is these Muslim, you know, they don't have the life that we live. You know, they have to walk out their prophecies. And you could not please Allah, according to Islam, unless you offer yourself in sacrifice of jihad, whether financial jihad or, you know, political jihad or whatever. And a lot of these men, you know, heaven is not guaranteed in Islam. It says, وَكُلُّ مِنْكُمْ وَارِدُهَا. All the Muslim will have to go to hell first. You know, and then the only guarantee is when you serve in jihad. Jihad is a sixth pillar in Islam, that silent pillar that nobody talks about.
Unspoken.
Yes, and everybody is commanded by Allah and by Muhammad to go into jihad. So now the jihadi are trying to bring the final prophecies to to bring one world order, you know, Islamism.
Because they have prophecies too, by the way.
Yes, they do.
We talk about biblical prophecy. There are Quranic prophecies as well.
That's right. And what we need to understand, the terminology that the Muslims speak, it doesn't mean the same terminology that we speak in American. Like when we speak Islamic peace versus a Christian peace, or when we speak about, you know, because peace here is about dictatorship of Islam and fascism, while here it's freedom for the whole people. So therefore, in the Quran, you know, in Hadith by the tradition of Muhammad, he said, the last days will not come about until the Muslim arise. Mm-hmm. And arise in Islam is not like, you know, somebody taking stand out of their chair, but arise is in a holy war, jihad. Even the tree and the rock will cry out, you know, behind an infidel, come and behead him.
Yes.
So therefore what happened is they are looking for the inheritance, and they are looking to bring about one war in the Islamic order. Islam is only 14% religion. The rest of the Islam, it's a political system, it's military system, civic system. So when you're inviting this, you're inviting a whole war, you know, world of understanding.
We got to leave right there, Kamal. Much more coming up after the break. The Coalition is the book. Kamal Saleem, General Jerry Boykin. Much more to come. Stay tuned. And welcome back. We are talking to the co-authors of the hot off-the-presses new book, The Coalition. It's a novel, but folks, let me tell you, it is ripped from today's headlines and eerily prophetic, an eye-opener. It's fascinating. It's riveting. We are joined by the co-authors, Kamal Saleem, General Jerry Boykin, two warriors for the cause, and my good friends. General, we had another interesting conversation during the break, and we could do, I think, 10 shows, the three of us. But you made a great point. You said, look, we need to get across to people that not all Muslims are jihadists. A lot of times people say, look, why don't moderate Muslims speak out? Why don't we see a million Muslim march on the National Mall? Why do you think we see such silence overall from the Muslim community?
The Muslims who reject Sharia and don't want to be part of jihad have no voice in America. Our administrations, both Republican and Democrat, I might add, have catered to the extremist elements of Islam. They've catered to Muslim Brotherhood organizations like Council of American Islamic Relations and Islamic Society of North America. These are Muslim Brotherhood fronts. It's been proven in federal court. We cater to them, and we don't encourage the Muslims that reject Sharia. We don't encourage them. We don't say, we'll stand with you. We'll support you. If you'll rise up and declare this is not according to the Quran. Now, they are intimidated, and they have yet to find a strong voice in America because of that intimidation.
That's true. And the tip of the spear for that intimidation, Kamal, is a group that you focus on a lot, the Muslim Brotherhood.
Correct.
And their affiliates and their front groups here in the United States. In the book, The Coalition, you get into the Organization of the Islamic Conference or Islamic Cooperation, the OIC. Huge body at the UN, basically all Muslim nations united, speaking with one voice. Tell us about the role they play in the book, number one, and number two, the role they play in the real world today, and a destructive role.
Number one, they are here coming together, and they want to control everything else. They see the EU coming to the forefront, the United States been super, you know, power. Now they want to come to the forefront. They want to control the oil. They want to control all the assets and generate, bring a new brand of people to fight by controlling the UN, by controlling different governments from behind. And they try taking the Western strategy and implementing, you know, their focus into the Western civilization, that they can reroute them from within. And this is what they're doing. But here at the forefront, what we're seeing the Muslim Brotherhood intimidating all other Muslims. You know, if you're not going to do this, we're going to get you deported. If you're not going to come with us and rally with us, we're going to get your family over in the Middle East. We have a lot of those intimidation because in the Middle East, everybody knows each other. And there are families being killed because of this if you take stand on the wrong side in the United States. But what we need to know is, how do we know the radical from non-radical? You know, and that is, when we ask them this, do you believe Sharia should be part of the American Constitution, which is Sharia is the Islamic Constitution? If they said yes, then they are radical. If they said no, then we know that they are moderate.
Yeah. That's a great point. General, look, you've been in the battlefield. You have faced down jihadist eyeball to eyeball for many years, bravely serving our country and leading soldiers. How do we defeat this enemy? A broad question. Let me boil it down, drill down a little bit. Okay, we're going against ISIS right now in the Middle East. We're bombing them from the air. At the end of the day, let's just keep it focused on ISIS. How can we defeat ISIS? I guess it's militarily an ideological war. What's your take?
First of all, we have to recognize what motivates ISIS. We have to recognize why they do what they do. And when the president lays out a strategy that starts with ISIS is not Islam, the rest of what he says doesn't matter because he's missed it. So we first of all have to recognize why they do what they do, who they are. You got to understand your enemy. Know your enemy is a fundamental. You said it earlier. Secondly, we need to kill them. We need to just destroy them. We need to kill them. I say that as an ordained Christian. Now, if they are willing to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ, we ought to make every effort to present it to them. But they have no interest in that. They're going to kill us and other Christians if we don't kill them, and we're going to kill them there or we're going to kill them here.
General, great point, folks. That is wisdom from General Jerry Boykin. Final thoughts with General Boykin, Kamal Saleem, after the break. Stick around. And welcome back. We are wrapping up with Kamal Saleem, General Jerry Boykin, authors of the blockbuster new novel, The Coalition. Folks, you can find it Amazon.com. There is a Kindle of the book, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pick this up, The Coalition. You will not regret it. Kamal, we have a short time left. What do you hope to accomplish with this book, The Coalition?
To really educate and enlighten people and wake up America, specifically the pastors out there. We have a deficit of pastors that they are afraid to talk about the truth, and that's why the church became lame duck, you know, and because we have nobody championing the church. But today is we need to wake up and join together and see how we can lift each other arms up, because the small minority are taking over the majority. Small Islamist group controlling the Christian, America.
Arise, church. General, 30 seconds, some final thoughts.
Take this threat of radical Islam seriously and recognize that it is in America. It has been in America for a long time, and it continues to come across our southern borders. We have to take it seriously and stand up against it.
Well, General, we know you're standing up against it. Kamal, as well. It's been an honor to have you on the show. You see their websites on the screen, folks. Check them out online. I believe you can get a signed copy of the book on General Boykin's website. The book is The Coalition. It is a must-read. Again, Amazon.com, wherever books
are
sold.
So you're looking at, wherever books are sold, you got to get this book. And then we're going to talk about the reason why, this prophetic word about the oil fields burning in Saudi Arabia by Pat Robinson and how the economy's tied to it since the 70s to oil, and how our own president said the Middle East needs to be organized. Well, this book that they wrote together, Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin, ends up in the oil fields, just like the prophecy's saying. So this coalition, the book that was written by a general and a former radical jihadist that was recruited by the Muslim Brotherhood, who now obviously is a beautiful Christian with Coup Ministries, Kamal Saleem, this thing ends up in the oil fields.
Yeah.
Because everybody's thinking it's this and thinking it's that, but if you can take somebody's oxygen, you don't have to worry about anything else. And if you control the oil, and according to what Pat Robinson was saying, and we talked about Venezuela earlier, about how the financial collapse that's taken place there, here they have all this oil, but they couldn't sell the oil. Why? Because Saudi Arabia has lowered their oil prices so far down that people can't compete with it. They're actually committing war on other nations and destroying their economies by causing the price of oil to be so low for so long that you can't survive, you can't sell it. And you think, so it's a total oil economy in Venezuela, but they have people now that their children are dying in the delivery room because there's no medicine for them. The power's going out. There's not enough food. There's not enough medicine. It's just in major crisis. Why? Because of Saudi Arabia, the prophetic word that was given to Pat Robinson saying Saudi Arabia's oil fields will burn. And now you can see why some nations will have animosity towards a country that was given the privilege of finances being based on OPEC, the oil, and they took it and took advantage of that. And now you're looking at a financial collapse more than likely all around the world. But this ends up in the oil fields. And what they want, what ISIS and Al-Qaeda and Hezbollah and the whole crew and the
Hamas,
you know, and Iran, what they want, they want the oil. They want control. They want a caliphate. They want to. And so you're looking at potentially a prophetic shift of where you're thinking one thing, and all of a sudden they say, you know, we just want all the oil. But that's like oxygen on the earth. One good thing I hear about reports are is that America has enough oil in our soil. We have enough oil in our soil through fracking that we can, more than Saudi Arabia has.
Wow.
We have natural gas. We have so many people that are saying, hey, you know, can't drill. This is going to be, this is going to be bad. But they have no problem drilling in Saudi Arabia, no problem drilling in Venezuela. And it's like, hey, we may have to just drill in our own soil to be able to use our own oil for a season. And think about the stability that we would have if we just focused on our own energy. And Israel's about to, according to some prophetic words, discover great oil underneath Israel. And some of the words are, that's the reason why Russia's wanting to come down and partner with Syria and King Assad. Because that's right up against the Golan Heights, where supposedly there's oil under the Golan Heights in Israel. You know, our God knows what's going on. You know, everything's father filtered, but you know, he lets us know prophetically things that's going to happen before they happen so that we can be prepared for that. And one way to be prepared for that is to sign up for our newsletter and get Prudent Preparation. If you have not yet listened to Prudent Preparation, it's free. You just sign up online, go to VFNTV.com. Upper right-hand corner, sign up for the newsletter, the Torch newsletter, which comes to you every week, and automatically you will be emailed a, well, you'll be able to listen to that program, Prudent Preparation. And the Word of God just says, it tells us outright, you know, Jesus said troubles are going to come. Storms are going to happen in this life, but I've overcome this life. Proverbs says, a prudent man sees danger and prepares for it, but a fool keeps going and suffers for it. And it's sort of like that word that Dr. Ben Carson gave on an earlier program where he's saying that it's like America's like a cruise ship about to go over the cliff, go over the falls here. And if we don't wake up, and it's like they're telling us over and over and over again, this is going to happen. And so we need to be prepared for that. It never turns out well for Christians and Jews when things, the world gets in turmoil like that. There's going to be great revival. And but some turbulent times are coming. Get prudent preparation to begin to think outside the box. It's easy to prepare now. It's very easy to prepare now. It's not really hard. But once people, a crisis hits, the shelves are empty, all the things, you and people don't even need it, they get it. They're like, give me two more of those. Give me three more. Give me all the cans of pears. It's like, you don't even like pears. That paranoia thing comes in. Yeah. That's what happened in the Weimar Republic. I know we'd have a lot of time to talk about it. We'll make it related to this. But people got so panicky during the days of Germany's Weimar Republic that they began to buy everything. So finally, they just rationed everything and gave people coupons to buy stuff. Some crazy days could be ahead, but if you prepare today, then you'll be calm in the midst of that storm. I want to pray right now. Father God, we just thank you for General Jerry Boykin, Kamal Saleem, Pat Robinson. We thank you, Lord, for those that are standing up, Father God, and just shouting and blowing the trumpet. We thank you, God, for you speaking prophetically to us, letting us know that there was something that was going to happen, that people are planning on doing certain things. God, we pray that you would put a godly leader over this nation.
Yes.
Lord, we repent for the sins that we've caused in this nation, that where we sinned against you and sinned against others. God, forgive us of the sin. Have mercy on America and give us a godly leader that loves you, that loves the people of this country and loves your original intent for this nation. God, we ask you, Lord, that you would end abortion, that you would send revival, that you would send a third great awakening. We pray and we ask this in Jesus' name. God bless. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Dative Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com.
VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation live.